In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Seems to be a pretty decent theme running through our readings this morning. I just kind of narrowed it down to the greatness of God. And I spent my time preparing under this concept of the greatness of God. So as we were leaving the house this morning, and my wife's like, "Do you have everything?" Which is a good question to ask me, by the way. I almost left without several things, one of them the car keys, so obviously we weren't getting far. And I did actually remember my hearing aids eventually. And I said to her, "It's going to go pretty well as soon as I figure out which passage I'm preaching on. I have this really wonderful theme about the greatness of God, which I can use any one of these readings for. Some very familiar. The Psalm, Psalm 23, and most of us know it. It's good to hear it in worship in a space other than a funeral. Still carries some good comforting meaning, but it's not just for that day. We hear the words from Isaiah. "O Lord, you are my God, I will exalt you, I will praise your name, for you've done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure." And it goes on. And then, of course, there's a meal at the end. So we like that. Then we hear in the gospel, the wedding banquet. Man, that stirred in me. It just stirred in me. As I spent my time in my training, doing my CPE, which is clinical pastoral education, I worked in a hospice house. And I would visit with this wonderful woman. She had no children. And she never married. But she had a nephew that would come see her regularly. And I would sit with her, and then I would sit with him. And I went to see her on a Friday, and she was non-responsive. I sat with her, and I prayed, and I read from her Bible that was always on the nightstand next to her, which we talked about often. And I went about my day. And I came back on Monday, and her nephew was there, and he asked if he could speak to me, and I said, "Sure," and we sat outside. She was a gardener, too, by the way. And she had grown one tomato plant. It sat in the courtyard of the hospice house. It was about this tall, and it had the most beautiful red tomato on it, and I have no idea how it stood up. This tiny little plant with this big red tomato. And as we spoke, he said to me, "My aunt called me Saturday." "Your aunt, who was non-responsive on Saturday, called you on the phone, or on Friday, called you on the phone Saturday?" "Yes." And she was just letting me know everything was okay, but she had to go because she was getting ready to go to a wedding. And as we sat and he told me this story, the nurse came out and picked a tomato. And I looked at him and I said, "I think you need to go be with your aunt." And the nurse took the tomato and held it up to her nose. And very shortly after that, she went to the wedding. I say that because we find ourselves in a place sometimes in the world where things don't look like God's there. But he is. Now, when I sat down with her nephew and explained to him the concept of the wedding banquet and showed him in Scripture, he was amazed. He'd never read Scripture before. His aunt was always the one. But I suspect to this day that he's the one in the family that speaks of the Word of God and the comfort that it brings. And the reality of the very presence of God. And I have to say, this past week, if I'm going to be honest with you, which I usually am, whether you like it or not, it took me till mid-Thursday to care this week. I see staff over there shaking their head, "Yes," I'm thinking, that's not good. But either way, it was pretty obvious, apparently. It was one of those times, and maybe this happens to you, at 3:45 Thursday morning, I'm awake. Now, oftentimes I think, okay, Lord, I'm up, I'm going to pray. You woke me up. There must be something. And of course, the list is long. And I said, well, blah, 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 you know the list. I still wasn't caring. I then spent roughly half hour, 45 minutes having a little pity party with God. Now, I mean, let's face it, I was mad. Here we are in the midst of this whole thing, the midst of this whole pandemic, the midst of everything that's going on in our society. And I'm thinking, I'm done. We're looking at this big picture stuff all of the time. We're online, we're doing this, doing that, learning new things, which I hate. Trying to figure all this out, trying to engage everybody and saying, come on, God's still with us, God's still with us. And I gotta tell you, at that moment, I didn't feel it. I just didn't. And I've reflected back the following day on this passage in the wedding bank of the ones who weren't worthy. I'm thinking, well, I wasn't worthy at that moment. Honestly, I was mad. Middle of the night, wide awake, which is normally my signal to pray, and I took that opportunity to write a psalm that I won't repeat for you. It wouldn't have made it. And I thought, but God is so good. We have this incredible God who does all these incredible things that are reflected in all of these readings this morning. And Paul's saying, rejoice. I'm like, rejoice in what? And I came here and did my thing on Thursday, started feeling a little bit better. Friday morning, I felt worse because then I was looking at all these readings again, feeling like, wow, I've really blown it. And then I realized something. Although we have this incredible, great God, He's a big picture God, amen? I mean, he knows all, sees all. A great God. Big picture. He's looking at eternity. We're trying to figure out tomorrow. But yet, in the middle of all of that, He's also the detail God. Also the details. So I had this incredible moment. There were several that followed once I got over having my little fit. Thursday, not too bad. Friday went well. Got to Saturday. Got to do a grandpa thing. Went to baseball games. But the really exciting thing is Friday night we had all four of our local grandchildren spend a night. It's our job to get them to baseball yesterday. But as our granddaughter was laying down to go to sleep, she has a special cot she can sleep on at grandma's house if she doesn't want to sleep in a big bed. She's a girl, so she gets special treatment. And I sat on the floor next to her cot, and we were having this wonderful conversation about what would happen on Saturday. And just this beautiful back and forth, sitting on the floor. And I said, details. Brothers and sisters, God is into details. Yes, it's eternity. Yes, we want to see that eternity. But it's the details of today that help us understand His very presence. Whether it's a conversation with a grandchild, a conversation with the nephew of a dying woman, the simplicity of a freshly picked tomato held under the nose of someone who is beginning the process of stepping from this life to the next, it's details, isn't it? I mean, that's the witness, amen? The witness is in the detail. I think in the midst of all that we see and the disconnect that we have electronically, we have seen a lot of the big picture. We see it all, don't we? I mean, you see the news. You see all the things that are happening all over the world, and we miss what's happening right in front of our faces, amen? We can see, God, where are you, as I did on Thursday morning very, very early. I'm unpleasant in the morning too, by the way. And very early in the morning, I'm having my little fit with God, and I'm missing the concept of the detail. Brothers and sisters, it's the details. Yesterday afternoon, another detail. Had to go by Lowe's, because what else do you do but work on your house when you're in your house all the time? So we're at Lowe's looking for things, and we see members of this parish. Haven't seen them since this has all begun. 6 months. And I'm thinking, I think that's them, because everybody looks like they're going to rob the Lowe's because they got masks on. And they saw us, and we're like, oh. And we stood in the garden center, I don't know for how long, but nobody wanted to leave. We were close, but not so close. Sweat is running off of me. But I'm thinking, I'm going to stand here in this detail as long as I can stand here, and they're willing to stand with me. Because in the midst of this big picture thing, I keep realizing something's missing. And it's you. It's the connection. It's the relationship. Because although we have this God that sees all things, knows all things, the way we know him is personally. The way we live it out is together. We intend and take a vow to continue the fellowship, the prayers, and the breaking of the bread. And we are missing the fellowship. I think we all are. Amen? And it's hard, isn't it? And it's getting tiring. And it's difficult. I mean, I have the great joy of seeing my best friend every single day. I live with her. I happened to marry her a while back. So I can work in that, but that's not true for everybody. Some of us don't have that. Some of us can't fall back on that. And I'm not sure she's that fond of me anymore. But the truth is, we need one another. We are one body broken into pieces. And I'd love to tell you I know exactly how to fix it, but we still have to be safe, don't we? Because we want to care for each other. But at the same time, we're good Anglicans, right? There's got to be a middle way. So as we continually seek out this middle way here at Holy Innocents, I'd say, test the water from time to time. If you know somebody who is sitting alone, or if there's somebody you just suddenly remembered their name and you can't remember the last time you saw them, call them. Reach out. It is so hard to track. 400 some odd people that consider Holy Innocents their home in some way. We're setting records this morning with the number of people physically present. But there's so many who still aren't. So although we've been looking at the big picture, we got the cameras, we got the internet, we got all these things going on. What I learned today is this great God is in the detail. What I was reminded of as I read through the readings in preparation for this morning is, don't miss the details, Brian. Don't miss the details. I have colleagues that will often ask, why do you come so far away from the pulpit? Now, some people like it, and other people get really aggravated. First time I did it in seminary, I thought the dean of the seminary was going to crawl out the back door of the chapel. But I was a senior, so it didn't matter. Do you know why? I stand here and not there. I can see you. Right now I can only see your eyes. But I can see your eyes. Like all people formed in the image of God, I have a desire to be among his people. I suspect you do too. I don't know when things will look the way we're used to them looking, or if. But I can see the pain. I can feel the pain that the body of Christ is experiencing due to the lack of connection. Internet is helpful, but it's lacking. I mean, let's be honest. It's better than not having a connection at all. And although we can't gather together hundreds in one space, we can stand 6 feet apart in the garden center of Lowe's with masks on and connect. We might be able to stand in the front yard of Holy Innocence with masks on and connect just for a moment, just for a detail where we can see God, especially when the big picture right now is so far out of our understanding. It's so far away from what we can fully grasp, what will be next. Don't get lost there. Honestly, I was getting lost there. Why? Because that's not where I live. I live here with you in a community. And if we stay so focused on the big picture that we miss the details, as I was beginning to do, brothers and sisters, I'd say, stop. Remember, this is a God who whispers in the ear of a nurse as a gardener is taking her last breath, and the nurse goes out and picks her last fruit of her harvest and holds it under the gardener's nose so that she can smell it with her last breaths. Before she goes to the big picture, the wedding banquet, which she was prepared for and was clothed for, she was worthy, and you're worthy. And because of that, we can hear in the detail reasons to take to heart what Paul says. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Didn't say anything about griping, so I'm working on that. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Detail. So if you find yourself like me, having moments when the big picture that you're trying to focus on is becoming more than you can deal with, and you're becoming mechanical in your process instead of relational, call somebody. Call me. I'll stand outside 6 feet away from you with a mask on if that makes you comfortable. Look somebody in the eye. See the love of Christ that still exists in the details of each of our lives. Share with others the details of how Christ is in the midst of your life every single day. Brothers and sisters, the big picture is more than we can handle right now. God's got it. We're doing everything we can, and I can look now and say, we're looking in your eyes too, even if you can't come near us. Call us. Get on the phone. Love somebody the best you can in the situation in which we are in. Write somebody a note. I've never thought how important it is to receive a handwritten note until the last few months. A handwritten note is almost cherished. You know when they come in the mail, right? Sometimes if it's somebody familiar, you even know who it is by their handwriting. You almost just want to hold it. Just want to hold it. It's a connection. It's not electronic. It's a connection. And yeah, we'll continue the electronic. We got to. Because in some places, that's all we have at the moment. But it's just a moment. Let the glory of God in the detail of your life become known to you again. And rejoice. Great word. Rejoice. Tell somebody. We need to know. We need to be encouraged. And we need to encourage each other. So brothers and sisters, I want you to know. After a half hour plus, on a very early Thursday morning, angry and arguing with God, he said to me, as he always does, I just have this picture. Oh, little Brian. I still got you. See me in the eyes of your granddaughter in the memory of the detail of how I come to my children as they prepare to join me at the great feast. So easy to get lost in the big picture. So easy to lose sight of God when we are connected to the body. But he's still here. He is still with us. And he is still in charge of all things. Amen.